Okay, good afternoon, everybody. As I mentioned recently, I recently picked up a sefer called Shailos U'Tshuvos Orach Yaakov from Rav Forsheimer from Lakewood, one of the poskim in Lakewood, and I've been enjoying it very much. He has a very nice and easy style to read. So I wanted to share with you a tshuva that I read today, that I read yesterday, actually, about what bracha one recites on the breakfast cereal called Crispix. Crispix is the most complicated of all breakfast cereals to recite a bracha on, and it also happens to be quite delicious. So the question is, what is the proper bracha on Crispix? So one point of hakdama that's very necessary is, first of all, what Crispix is, what it's actually made of. There are two sides to Crispix, that on the one side it's made out of rice or some sort of rice component, and on the other side it's corn. So, and it's exactly 50-50. There's no rove in terms of determining in Iker and Tafel. What's also important to realize, al derech hakdama, is that when a cereal is made out of corn, and this is critical because you could have two brands of cornflakes that have two totally separate brachos because of this. When the cereal is made out of corn, that could be done in two ways. Sometimes they grind the corn, obviously, is hadama, but when it's ground up into a flour where it's totally unrecognizable, it then becomes a shahakal. So how do they make cereals out of corn? Do they grind it up into a flour where it becomes totally unrecognizable, or do they use corn pieces that are called grits, which still have a little bit of a tzura of the actual corn itself? So yesh v'yesh. There are some that grind it into a corn flour, which would turn it into a shahakal, and there are others that use corn pieces that are called grits that would keep it at a ha'adama. So this is a significant nafkamina in the journal.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I was told that most corn from cereal is made from field corn, which is macha behema. Is that planted for human consumption?
Really?
Well, it should be charcoal.
That is certainly not Rav Forsheimer's impression. He said that he spoke to Rav David Heber from the Star K, and that's certainly not the impression that you get from. We'll see. I'll present what he says, and we'll see if there's further research that can be that can come in. Maybe we'll find out that's correct. But that's not certainly not Rav Forsheimer's impression.
Most places give you information, but I was told by somebody who's into farming that most of the corn, this comes from field corn. There's three types of corn: popcorn, street corn, and field corn. They said field corn is planted for behema.
That's fascinating. Fascinating. Okay, let's assume not that way for a moment, so that we can learn the tshuva. But that is in fact fascinating, and it may be the case. I don't know. So this is the nafkamina. What bracha you make in the Chaveres L'Torah Ra'a in the year Tavshin Lamed Vav? Rav Moshe writes a tshuva where he discusses different types of breakfast cereals, and he says that when it comes to making cornflakes, they make cornflakes in the second of the two ways that we describe, and therefore the proper bracha on cornflakes, Rav Moshe says, is a bar pri ha'adama. In fact, Kellogg's has confirmed apparently that's how they make cornflakes, and therefore Kellogg's cornflakes are bar pri ha'adama, whereas other companies maybe don't make cornflakes that way, in which case their cornflakes might be shakol ni'abidvaro. Now, what about when it comes to Crispix? So there are two basic mahalchim that you'll find in poskim, and what's fascinating is Rav Forsheimer says, I'm aware of these two mahalchim, I disagree with both of them, and I'm going to present you with a third correct mahalich. So one mahalich, he says, he doesn't quote any names, he says, is to say shahakal. That is in fact the opinion of Rav Belsky, Zichrono Levracha, that the basic idea is that since the part that is rice is mizonos, and the part that's corn is hadama, and neither of them is an ikr more than the other one, so you say a shahakal, because that's a bracha that includes everything and potters all kinds of food. So Rav Forsheimer says, my problem with that is that if the ikr bracha of one chelek is mizonos and the other chelek is ha'adama, and b'di'eved you yotze each one with either one of those brachos, as we're going to soon explain in the tshuva, so mizonos will really work on all of it, and the ha'adama b'di'eved will really work on all of it, why would you take a third bracha that's definitely not the right bracha and be yotze with that bracha? So he has trouble with Rav Belsky's mahalich. The second mahalich he presents is that you should recite two brachos Kellogg's on Crispix. And this is the, he doesn't quote, but again, this is the Mahalich of Rabbi Heinemann from the Star K, that Bari Minei Mizonos on the rice part and Bari Pri Adama on the corn part. And he says that it seems that this is based on the Magen Avraham and Sim Reshut Beis Sif Katan Hay, which also talks about some type of hybrid type of food that you say a bracha on both. In fact, that's the basis for Moshe Feinstein, Nigros Moshe, or Chaim Chel Gimel Sim Lamed Aleph, who says that when it comes to raisinettes or chocolate covered raisins, that one should recite two brachos. There is no ikr, there is no tafel, and therefore you recite two brachos because they're both the ikr. Although one could argue by raisinettes that really the ikr bracha of chocolate should have been ha'etz, but not the kind of chocolate that they use in raisinettes. That's all sugar. That's not really chocolate. But nevertheless, that's what Mesh says. So you say two brachos. So says Rav Forsheimer that Lanias Daiti, it's clear from the Elia Rabbah that neither of these psakim are correct, because both of them are based on the assumption that you can't say the one bracha that is in fact the correct bracha on Crispix, meaning they're both working with the Bedievet situation. They're both assuming that there is no one single correct bracha on Crispix, but from the Elia Rabbah it will emerge that there is a single and correct bracha on Crispix. How so? The Gemara in Brachos of Lam Zayin tells us that you say Bari Minim Zonos on rice, and the Rush and the Tur Paskin this way, that since it's not one of the Chameshas Minim, and it doesn't have the Chashivas of those Minim, so the Bracha is only Mizonos when you eat rice alone, or at least when the other Min that's mixed with rice is not the majority. But if you mix rice with a Tavshil, and the other Tavshil is the majority, then we do not apply Kol Sheyeshba. We don't say, just like by the Chamesh Saminim, we'd say Kol Sheyeshba Mechamesh Saminim, that any time you have something with Chamesh Saminim, so you can say Mizonos. We do not say that with rice. If rice is the minority of the food, if a person is eating sushi, what they call a diet sushi, now they sell in stores with only half as much rice, a very tiny thin layer of rice, and it's mostly fish or whatever, so then the sushi is the rice is the minority. So if it's the minority, so then you would not recite a Bari Minei Mizonos. So says the Elia Rabbah, Medayik from the Rosh and the Tur, that it's dafka when the rove is from the other min, that's when you don't say Mizonos. But mechza al mechza, then you say Bari Minei Mizonos if half of it is rice and half of it is something else. So says Rav Forsheimer, Crispix is exactly the case of the Elia Rabbah. It's Mechzal Mechza, where it's half rice, and therefore the appropriate bracha is Bari Pri Adama. Now is half rice, and therefore the appropriate bracha is Bari Minei Mizonos. And he says the explanation is based on what the Levush writes in Siman Reishit Aleph, that when it comes to Seder Kedima Bebrachos, the Chashivus of the bracha of Mizonos applies even to rice, even though it's not one of the Chameshas Aminim, because it has that nature that it's soed vizan, that it provides a person with nourishment and fills him up, and therefore that would get kedima. So that's Svaras Shayach when it comes to the dinim of Ikar and Tafel as well, that it has more chashivos than other items. So when it's 50-50 with another item, you have corn, you have rice, you would make a bracha only on the rice if it's exactly 50-50. But he says, nevertheless, Tzorich Iyun Ladina. Why? Because the Kaf HaChaim writes in some Reish Ches, Os Mem Gimel, in the name of the Drisha, the mechzal mechza orez and another food, you say Bari Minei Mizonos, but the Drisha concludes that if it's shava b'shava, you should really not say a bracha until you're mosif one min. Meaning, don't say a bracha on something that's 50-50. Add a little more, so it won't be 50-50, so it'll be 51-49. And that's what the Prima Gadim writes as well. So maybe it's Tzarechi and Ladina, whether you should do like the Elia Rabbah, or maybe you shouldn't, because you have to change the ratios. However, he points out that that lechora is not really shayich over here. You can't change the ratio of a Crispix. It doesn't work. It's made exactly 50-50. If you're making your own recipe of something, you could change the ratio. But this is just a suggestion to change the ratio. But the halacha is still the halacha, that when you have rice and something else at exactly equal amounts, then you would recite a Bari Minei Mizonos. And then he points out that the Prima Gadim writes in the Psicha, Tilchus Brachos, and so Kuf Os Yud Beis, that something that's made with some nuts in it, you follow the rove to be koveh the bracha, and the Shari Tshuva says that if it's mechza al mechza and you're not sure what the yikr is, so you say a bracha of bar priya adama, because even when something's bracha is bar priya eitz, if you say bar priya adama, you're still yotze b'diavad. So it sounds like we prefer saying one bracha, even though on the part of the food the bracha would work only b'diavad. That's better than saying two brachos on a food. So he says it seems that there's a clear preference that we're supposed to say one bracha on a food, and therefore when it comes to crispix, you should not say two brachos. You should say one bracha, and that bracha should be bari minei mezonos. So he says, but wait a second. Now we have to figure out which bracha to be koveya. Are we sure that it should be a mezonos? So he says, yeah, the correct bracha is mezonos, because if you make a bracha of bari minei mezonos on any food other than salt and water, you yotze b'diavad anyway. Chayodim writes in klal nun chesiv gimel, according to the Biralach and Simkuv Samach Zayin Siv Yud and the Sharetzion and Ramesha Paskins this way in Orachaim Chilik Dal Sin Mem Os Aleph, the Biralach even adds that many Rishonim hold that even l'chachila you're allowed to say a bari minei mezonos on any food that you see is nourishing, is zayin, is satiating and is nourishing. And there's another tzad to be mevarich bari minei mezonos on the crispix based on the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, who's not really sure whether maybe corn might be a bari minei mezonos. It might be considered an offshoot of rice, in which case it would be a bari. Name is Zonos. It's an out there shita. It's a surprising shita, but that would be another reason why even the corn side of the crispix might be okay with the bar mina mizonos. So since it's better to make one bracha on a food rather than to make two brachas, even when on the part of the food that especially when the second part of the food the bracha is going to work b'diavad anyway, so the halacha is you should make a bar mina mizonos on the crispix. However, you could say this svara li'idach gisa, says Rav Forsheimer, that you say baru pri adama on the crispix and be yotze, because b'di'eved, if you say baru pri adama on rice, you're also yotze. But he says since we have a slight preference for mizonos over adama, even when it's rice, so based on the Eli Rabba, so it would seem that the correct bracha should in fact be a baru minei mizonos. So at the end of the day, what bracha do you recite on crispix? So now what we always thought was a two-way machlokes is now a three-way machlokas, right? We have Rebelski who says shahakol, and now we just learned that maybe there's another reason to say shahakol based on the type of corn that they use. So we have Rebelski who says shahakol because neither bracha can really be recited, so you just go with shahakol. You have the possibility of two brachas, which is the shita of the star K, that you would say hadama on the one side and a mizonos on the other side, and then you have Rav Forsheimer, Shlita, who says that one should recite a bari minei mezonos because when something is 50-50, the Eliyahu Rabba says that the correct bracha is mezonos, even if it's not chameshes aminim, it's just rice. And the fact that mezonos works on both parts anyway, but the eved, since it's not mayim melech, it's something that is zan, so you would say a bari minei mezonos. Now, when you have crispix with milk, so then it complicates matters even further. But l'chora, I'm going to leave that out now. I mean, particularly crispix. Most cereals just taste a little bit better with milk. Crispix, the milk plays a much more critical role because it fills up the entire cavity of the crispix, meaning it really gets into the little holes of the crispix. But nevertheless, that is the machlokas as far as what bracha to recite on crispix. Everyone have a wonderful day, and I'll see you tomorrow, Bezras Hashem. For everyone,